Well, hello there, everyone. I'm just going to give a couple of seconds so people start arriving. And also, it's good to see you. And it's been a while since I've done one of these, so I thought I would invite a few and do another one. And it's good to see you. Ah, thanks for joining us, Johnny. You're a reliable person, you always seem to be online. Maybe you just are there online all the time. Anyway, it's great to see a couple of you joining. So hi everyone, here I am in my garden. It's getting warmer. Can someone just give me a thumbs up if they can hear me okay? Johnny, can you hear me okay? Can you just say, yeah, I can hear you just fine. I'm using the old earphones here because I think that might be better. So is the audio working, Johnny? A little yes would be good. Okay, all right. Yeah, well, can you hear me? Okay, anyway, right, so here I am, I'm in my garden, and a couple of little bulbs coming up, the leaves are still not on the tree, but okay, Johnny, that's a good excuse. I'll let you off. There's a couple of bulbs growing, we're beginning to feel that spring might be just around the corner. I can hear the birds tweeting. It's funny to think there was snow on the ground just a couple of days ago. So here we are, it's getting towards the end of January, and it's also, believe it or not, getting towards the end of my chemotherapy treatment. I have just two more cycles to go, one of which will start next week. So I'm going to be hitting the hospital, as it were, next week. And the really good piece of news for me for this year is that I've managed to stay out of hospital. I have not spent a night in hospital so far in 2019, and that's sounds like a bit of an achievement for me, and it is in a way, because for me anyway, I've ended up being in hospital for at least a night or two for every other cycle I've had on the chemo, and that's not an advert for what it's like for everybody who has chemo. It's just been what it's been like for me. I had a couple of odd things that happened to me. So going back, the very first one, unfortunately, I was quite weak by the time I started chemo. And initially, chemo tends to make things worse. And I was quite sick. I lost quite a lot of weight. And then I got an infection. So that was why I was in hospital the first time. And then actually, I stayed in hospital for a whole month. So the second cycle was actually given to me in hospital. Then in the third cycle, I had a bit of an allergic reaction, sort of asthma type attack, and they kept me in just for two nights, so that was quite short really. And then this time round, I managed to stay out of hospital, although I did unfortunately catch the flu. So you did find me in hospital, I should say, for a night in A&E, just to make sure that I didn't have neutropenia when I was going down with the flu. But I've managed to somehow fight the flu off, and so I'm still slightly below par. But I am just about ready and fit to put my body through the treatment again next week. So all being well, this my fifth cycle of chemotherapy, I will also stay out of hospital. And the good news is that it seems to be working. So for those of you that are interested in the numbers, my lymphocyte count was about 95, so very close to 100 before I started my treatment, and the Americans would call that 100,000, and it was doubling every 3 months. And that was back in October, so it's quite a few months ago now. And literally from the first round of treatment, my lymphocyte count went right down to below one, which is a good thing. So it's lower than it would normally be. But in my condition, the CLL that I've had, the lymphocytes that you have are actually unhealthy ones. So you want rid of them all, really, even though that does, in theory, reduce your immunity, and hence the concerns about things like the pneumonia and obviously the flu that I had. But at the same time, you want a shot of the dodgy ones. So the good news is, my lymphocyte count has stayed really low all these months. So it would seem that the treatment has been working. It certainly has brought the numbers down. The other thing it's done has been to reduce my lymph nodes, and that's why I've got my nice jawline back. I look quite handsome. No, I'm joking. I've lost quite a lot of weight, which is a good thing. And basically, everything's looking good. Obviously, what we don't know, there's a few things we don't know, and so appreciate your prayers. One thing would be that we don't know how deep this remission is going to go. So the prayer would be that it gets all cleared out, really. And there are some people who have my condition, or the condition I've had, I'm trying to teach myself not to call it my condition, who have essentially been cured by this treatment and ended up not needing any further treatment because, or for not for many, many years. So that'd be great. From a medical point of view, they don't think that's very likely, partly because of the markers that I've got. So medically, I'm being told that it's likely that at some point I need further treatment, but that probably wouldn't be with chemotherapy. That would be with a more selective treatment. So the first thing is, we don't know how deep it's going to go. We want, ideally, all the CLL cells to be just eradicated, and that's why we keep hammering it, even though the numbers in the blood at least look good. We're not just worried about the blood. We're trying to clear it out of the bone marrow and out of all the nooks and crannies in the body that it tends to hide. Again, how long it lasts. So we'd like it to last a long, long time before, you know, either, well, hopefully never coming back, but if it does come back, hopefully I'll have different treatment and be fine. And then, of course, the other thing for your prayers, and I know many of you pray, and I'm really grateful for that, is what we don't know is just how much quality of life I'm going to get back. I think if you watch this video and compare it to some of the others, you'll see that there's perhaps just a hint that this noggin's is working a little hint better than it was. Having said that, I still do get tired. I can't get through a normal day of writing or of doing things that I would like to do with my life. So I have what my wife likes to call a hidden disability. And that's the fact. You know, I'm still struggling to move around very much. I can't walk very far. But, you know, I have been able to get back to church a little bit, and wanted to talk to you just a little bit about that. Jubilee Church, we've been having a fantastic time. I know many of you are friends of mine from the church, far too many people at the church that I know to be able to get around talking to everybody, even if I had my full mobility. And so you might see me sneaking in and sneaking out sometimes on a Sunday, or indeed at our prayer meeting. So we've had, we're just coming to the end actually, of a 21 day period of praying together as a church, and we've been meeting every evening to pray. I've not been able to go to all of those. Obviously, unfortunately, missed a whole bunch of them with the flu. But I'm hoping to make it at least tomorrow night to the last one on Sunday. And I've been to a number of them, and I've been watching some of them on Facebook, which has been great. And in the midst of all of that, we also had a conference which was called the Manifest Presence Conference. And I must encourage you to go onto, I believe it's on the website as well, but it's certainly on the Jubilee app. And you'll see in there a section, they're calling it the 21 Day Sermons. And so it's all the talks from both the Manifest Presence Conference and Sundays that have been shared over this time. And I honestly don't think it would be unfair to say that it's been perhaps one of the most remarkable times, if not the most remarkable time we've had as a church in all the years I've been there. And I've been at that church since 1995, so it's a long time. And I'm by far not the only one that's been saying that. So we've had quite interesting times where there's been people reported being healed, and you know, I'll be honest, I'm not one of those at the moment. Although I think in many ways, spiritually and mentally, I would say I have noticed quite a remarkable improvement in how I'm feeling in myself and in my relationship with God. And so it's been quite a precious time for me. I've been more conscious of God with me than probably any other point in my life. God's been speaking to me about some quite deep personal things, and helping me in the whole way in which I approach my health situation and my family life, and what it's like to just go from being someone who used to take great delight really in being faster than a lot of other people, more able to produce things. You know, I used to love the fact that I could do a day's job and then write on top of all of that, and be sort of, you know, Speedy Gonzales, as it were. But the thing is, I never really stopped to think and never really stopped to reflect. So I've been forced to slow down and to stop and to reflect, and that's been really good. Nutritional supplements, not so much. I do take, because they do worry about that with my illness, that if you take stuff that stimulate the lymphocytes, that might not be a good thing. So thanks for the question there, Francis. But I do take healthy food and very careful on what I eat, trying to get good vitamins and such like through that. And certainly some of those nutritional supplements you have to be careful about when you're actually taking the treatment as well. But certainly healthy eating is really, really important. And so, that's how I ended up in hospital, actually, by eating a dodgy chicken roll. So yeah, eating is really important. Anyway, so just to say, I've lost my train of thought. Yeah, so the whole kind of meetings has been really quite sort of special. And I've really... really found it very, very good to be with the people of God, and just the sense of the presence of God with us. I know not everyone watching this will be a believer, but what it does for me anyway is it gives me hope, and it gives me confidence, and it gives me courage to face difficult things. And so I've been really grateful for that. And you know, I personally do believe in the power of prayer, you know, I may not have had sort of a miraculous healing, but I am praying for healing in my life, that, as I say, that the treatment will be much more effective than the doctors even are expecting, and that I will restoration. That's the word I'm really looking for. Oh, thanks, Paul. I'm glad you liked the Logos video. Yeah, I think I might do some more of that sort of stuff. I think you can even do screen sharing on here. So this seems to be where I get quite a bit of people watching these things. So might do that. I've found that with my brain, one of the problems has been actually capturing it. And so I've found another app quite useful that I talked about on that Logos Bible thing called Notability, where if I have a thought, because I do have thoughts still, to capture that thought and write it down, or even just record it in a note form, like audio form or something, at the moment that I've got it, and then not lose it afterwards, because it's filed neatly away and this folder has been quite good. So anyway, I'll talk about that some other time. So yeah, I do encourage people to hang in there and keep the faith and keep fighting. I won't say keep positive. At times we do need to actually, you know, face some of the facts, and I've certainly been doing a lot of that. And thanks, Tara. Just sort of trying to be unreal. You know, it's been tough, as you could imagine. You know, I was really enjoying all these prayer meetings, and suddenly I'm in bed again with the flu. And so there are tough moments, difficult moments. And at those times, you know, things like the Psalms help me, because they encourage us to be real with our emotions. And I think that's really important sometimes. But then not to wallow in it either, and to think about the things that we can be grateful for. So for me, you know, just being able to sit out here in this garden right now, although I'm getting cold, so I shall stop this soon, is actually quite good and quite encouraging. There's many things to be grateful for in life, and things could be an awful lot worse for me than they've been. And I'm aware that there are many of you struggling with your own things. And sometimes it can feel, this word hidden again, that nobody else understands, and that you're the only one struggling. And you look at something like Facebook, it's full of people saying, hey, you're absolutely right, Paul, Psalms is critical. You know, you look at something like Facebook, and it's full of people putting lovely photos of their kids, and lovely photos of where they've gone on holiday, and you know, it can almost look like everyone's life is amazing and yours isn't. And so I think it's very important. I don't want to be one of these people that adds to that, you know, your sense of burden, that, you know, you've got to somehow be happy all the time. I'm not happy all the time. I might look pretty happy now. I'm feeling pretty good right now, especially considering I'm heading into hospital, not as an inpatient, but as a day case later on next week to have that treatment. But, you know, we just have to keep going through life. And as I say, I focus on some truths that I can be grateful for. I focus on the positive things that are going on in my life to try and mitigate that sense of huge loss that I feel, having had to lay down so much of what I was doing. And I remember now, finally, what I was saying before I got a little distracted, which is that, you know, I've had to learn that our value does not come, and this is, I think, one of the key lessons I've been learning this last month, really, is that our value does not come from what we do. Our value does not come from what we achieve for other people. It does not come from being better than everyone else, being richer than everyone else, more successful than anyone else, advancing up the career ladder and all of those things. Our value comes from who we are and our identity as a human being. We're all equally valued. And the value that we add to other people that are close to us, the love that we can show other people, the kindness that we can show other people. So for me now, I take great pleasure in just the little things that I can do, even though I might not be able to do the big grand things that I used to be able to do. There are some things I can do, and so I like to do those things, try and put other people's needs before mine. I don't always succeed in that. And just to sort of maybe provide a little bit of comfort for people who might be struggling with something. And I mean, of course, the challenge is for many people, they look at what I'm facing, and then they look at what they're facing and they go, oh, my thing's nothing. It's not like that. The reality is we all have our own struggles, and they're struggles to each of us. And, you know, God gives you the grace that you need to face the big challenges when they happen. But that doesn't mean that it's not hard. And it doesn't mean that the challenge that you're facing, you know, for you, it might represent something that it doesn't represent to another person. And so you can never really understand the degree of suffering that someone's experiencing just by looking at them. You might look at somebody, I mean, if you look to me right now, I'm a guy sitting in my garden, you know, with a nicely trimmed beard, enjoying a nice chat with his friends. You have no idea what's been going on unless you knew the history. And that's the thing, when you face people on a Sunday morning or even on their Facebook walls, you might think that person's really happy and has no problems, but they may have major problems. So I think it's really important for all of us to provide that space for people to be open and to be honest with one another. And I've tried to do some of that over on the blog as well. So I have done some blogging. If you think I've given up on writing, I haven't written anything this year, but there's a lot of posts that I've been writing as I've been going through this journey of mine with my health issues. And I hope some of that might be of help to some of you and of interest to some of you. If there's anything that any of you, I can help any of you with, anything I can pray for you. So one of the things I wanted to say today was that, you know, there is two more days of our prayer, and we've seen some amazing answers to prayer. And I will be at, I believe, hopefully, God willing, I'll be at the prayer meeting tomorrow night. And if you've something that you would like me to pray for you, I'm just talking about me now. I'll be in the room. I'm not going to get the whole room to pray, but I'm just saying for me to be praying for you, I'd be very happy to do that. I've been so aware of other people praying for me. And like I say, we all have challenges, whether that's family challenges, health challenges, work challenges. I mean, basically, Jesus said, in this world, you will have troubles. How many of us know Jesus always keeps his promises? Amen. That's what I've learned. We will have troubles, and sometimes it can feel like it's one trouble after another. In fact, he said every day has enough problems of its own. Too right. And of course, the thing is, if we worry too much about the future, then we're worrying about tomorrow's trouble when we've got today's troubles to deal with. So that's where I found some of that mindfulness stuff can be quite helpful, because it keeps you in the present rather than worrying about the past or worrying about the future. Although, of course, one of the things that has struck me is that we can deal with the past because of what Jesus tells us, and we can have confidence for the future. Amen. Let's just pray right now for Jan, everyone. She's got back problems, and I know a little bit about that because back issues is one of the things that I've been experiencing. And I pray for Jan that you would bring healing there and give wisdom to doctors and things as well, if there's some medical things that could be done there for Jan, and to bring healing. If anyone else that's suffering as they're watching this, I pray that you'd be with them, Jesus, and help them and give wisdom to doctors. I thank you, God, that you are a healer and that you heal both miraculously, and we've seen some of that at Jubilee recently, but also you heal through doctors and through medicines. And so, yeah, thanks, Paul. Thanks, everyone, for watching. I think I'm going to leave it there. I'm quite tired now. Might go and have a lie down. What do you reckon? Or maybe I'll watch some telly or something. I thought, rather than typing a whole great long post, I would just send out this video and say, please keep praying for me. As I say, chemo this week coming, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I am likely to have some reactions to it in terms of my asthma. So just pray that I keep out of hospital and that, you know, keep it nice and slow. And nausea and vomiting, try and minimize that. We need to talk to the doctors actually about whether I can alter some of the meds that they give me for that. But then I should bounce back a bit. And then at the end of March would be the final session as well. And then, of course, it's a question of seeing, you know, where I get to in terms of my energy. And that's where I'm going to leave it. So thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.